cooperation between the U.S. space agency NASA and China's space agency was banned by Congress in 2011. But there are signs this may change. At the International Space Exploration Forum held January 9th, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State William Burns invited all countries to participate in space exploration.
Now is the time to come together to make space exploration a shared global priority, to unlock the mysteries of the universe and to accelerate human progress here on Earth.
Xu Dajiu, head of China's National Space Administration, attended the meeting. The China Daily quoted Dajiu as saying his participation was a signal that China is willing to cooperate with other countries in exploring space. Scott Pace, who heads the Space Policy Institute and is a professor of international affairs at George Washington University, says the Chinese were specifically invited to be part of the international discussion. But, he says,
there really hasn't been a political breakthrough that would then lead to large, symbolic, direct cooperative activity. There are, however, again, a number of smaller opportunities that I think we can and should be able to pursue.
Pace says during the Cold War, the U.S. cooperated with the Soviet Union on some aspects of space exploration.
It was in very specific scientific areas, earth science, solar physics, some biomedical data. And I think similar levels of cooperation could certainly occur with China today and probably should.
Also present at the meeting were countries not usually associated with space exploration, like Brazil, Saudi Arabia, and Nigeria. Pace says many countries use space for practical purposes, such as navigation or communications, but they should now be more ambitious.
The moon is emerging, I think, as a consensus technical focus. Because it provides opportunities for countries at all levels of space development, from the very largest to very modest.
Because the space station is an international facility and its operational life has been extended until 2024, Pace says China may be invited to participate in experiments on board. The next place where one might see cooperation with China would be on the moon, given that missions to Mars and asteroids are too difficult and expensive even for the U.S. and Russia. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.